About that, don't you worry about that. Coach in full control at the moment. Glenn McFarlane, though, from the Herald Sun, is talking about the Magpies, and they've got no coach at the moment. Well, they've got one, and he's got one more game left in him before Robert Harvey picks things up. Macca, good morning.
Good morning, Half, Whitey and Jono. A bit happening, isn't it? 250 days ago today, guys, Collingwood knocked West Coast off in an elimination final. Does that not seem like the greatest eternity ago ever?
It does seem a lot. It does seem a long time ago.
Bucks on the bin, smashing down the lid.
Yeah, that does seem a long time ago. I want to ask you this, Macca, straight off the top. If Dom Sheed misses, are we here?
No, absolutely we're not. I might still be out partying, celebrating, I reckon, boys, with regard to that. And there might be a few with me as well. No, we're definitely not here. Nathan Buckley is a premiership coach. And let's go back. I've looked at it over and over again. Probably about 7 million times that Don said it's a myth and it doesn't. But no, absolutely not. He's a premiership coach in that regard, and that's why people will judge his coaching career on a number of different things. You look at his 54% winning percentage. Like, it's a very good percentage. He's a good coach. Potentially he's not a great coach, but if that Dom Sheed misses, or if Jordan DeGoey spoils the McGovern mark, we are in a different situation, and Nathan Buckley absolutely gets another contract, and we just don't know. It's that sliding doors moment of history, isn't it?
Well, it is.
When Dom Sheed kicked the goal, how many seconds were left on the clock?
Yeah, it was a tick over 90 seconds, so it was just under a 2 minute. Not that I've looked into it too much. but there was basically under 2 minutes to go. It was one of the most extraordinary kicks, as we know, but... And that Collingwood Football Club, I don't see that as a joke. I thought that was just one of the great grand finals. And that was Nathan Buckley's high point the week before to actually knock Richmond off in a preliminary final. And they did everything right, possibly, in that grand final. But, you know, unfortunately, we're beaten by a better team on the day.
Glenn, looking forward now, and Robert Harvey will take over. I think Robert Harvey will do a fantastic job. But what does the footy club need from your point of view in terms of the type of coach to take this group forward?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jono, because I think what they'll do this time, and it's very uncommon-like, if you like, is that they're going to about to launch the biggest, most expensive search for a coach in history. I think that's a good point. They need a person. Like, everyone's talking about these big senior players. You have a look back at these big senior coaches. You have a look back. We haven't had a recycled coach win a premiership since Mick Malthouse in 2010, which is interesting, isn't it? There's only been two this century. But they need a person that's going to actually be able to be around for 5 years. I think that's the most important thing. This is a 5-year deal for Collingwood. It's not going to be a quick turnaround. And a person that can engage with both young and old. They've got that sort of scenario at the club where it's a good mix of young and old. I'm not wedded into... I think there's absolutely no doubt they'll go for the high-profile candidate. They have to. And that's Alistair Clarkson. And Hawthorn are already being strong and saying that's not going to happen. And the problematic and nature of Clarkson under contract, Chris Scott under contract, opens it up a little bit to someone like Ross Lyon. But I personally wouldn't discount. I've had a fair bit to do with Sam Mitchell. I absolutely wouldn't discount Sam Mitchell from the discussions. We know that he's a great football person. This is only his fourth season as an assistant coach. But, guys, as you know, Half, he's been training for this all of his life.
He's an impressive young man, no doubt about that, and seemingly a career coach in waiting, or, yeah, just giving the right timeline. The question will be the timeline for Sam, or whether or not he thinks he's ready after 1 year or midway through his first year coaching his own club and his own program at Box Hill, which will certainly enhance his capacity, I reckon, Macca.
But... So it doesn't suit Paul Roos half? It doesn't allow Roosie to come in for two years?
It's a sort of a vintage sort of Roosie setting, isn't it?
It is. The superannuation, Roosie, that superannuation just keeps going up and up, doesn't it, boys? But just on Sam Mitchell, I won't give too much away, but I know that 2 to 3 weeks ago he hadn't been approached by any club. He hadn't even been approached by Hawthorn in terms of going on for too much further. And that's why I say Collingwood... We've got to take them at their word. They've said that they've not officially spoken to any candidate. I hope that's the case, because I reckon yesterday, guys, was one of the more dignified. There's not been a lot of dignified nature of Collingwood Footy Club in recent times, but it was one of the most dignified exits I reckon you'd ever see.
And I think that's what Nathan Buckley has been throughout his coaching career, Glenn. He's always put the club first. And I still go back to that final they lost to Port Adelaide, when he made hard real hard decisions on that list because he felt he didn't have a team that was good enough, and that put himself under pressure because of the cycle of his contract. And he put, but he put the club first. And then even when he had that success in 2018, he was prepared to really change his ways because he was told, kind of told he had to, but to get the best out of that list, he had to change. He listened and he did it. And so I wasn't surprised with how yesterday played out because I really think he's been selfless throughout as coach.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's a great point about that 24, you know, that, you know, the change that footy club the way it was. He could have taken the easy path. He didn't. We remember back to a brash young man in a hurry when he was a 21-year-old, when he had that famous nickname that we won't go into because you can't talk about it on radio. But, you know, that he was this young man in a hurry. He just put people offside. But as a coach, he's been very different and very dignified. I think he showed his vulnerabilities in 2018, and that's why it would have been one of the great Collingwood premierships if they had been able to orchestrate that again, if Dom Sheed misses. Because he showed his vulnerabilities, which is a rare thing for Nathan Buckley, and I think he's done that. He probably went a little bit the other way in the hub last year, which I think probably concerned a few little people here and there. And this Graham Wright decision that I think has been coming for a couple of weeks, and he's been... I think there's been a suspicion from Nathan that that was going to be the situation. There's been some feedback with players, and while the players were still supportive of Nathan Buckley, I'm convinced about that, there was definitely, within some sections of the playing group, an appetite for change.
So is it as simple as that? Is that it was just an appetite for change, or was it Nathan's private life and just how sort of dour he'd become potentially as a coach and a person? What if you had to nail it down to one thing, what do you think it is that he's not there?
I just think it's a time thing. I think it's a 10 season. I don't think it had anything to do with his outside of football scenarios or anything like that. I just think that he'd been there 10 seasons, and I think the club realised that. And I think there's been a little concern about the game style this year and where that's at going forward. This has to be a situation where Collingwood's not just looking at 2022, in a sense. They're looking at 2024, 2025 before they're in the window. They want to play a different style. So I think it was just a time. Every season has a time, doesn't it? And he articulated that really well, Nathan. He's been there. There was no bitterness. He said he didn't know that he would want to be there in 5 years' time, but he certainly wanted to be there for the next few. And it's a sad ending, but I just love the way he went out yesterday. It's just so dignified. And I think it worked. I think it worked a treat from the club. It was one of the few things the club actually got right for, you know, since that West Coast Eagles victory in the elimination final last year.
Glenn, do you think the club will have to make wholesale changes now with the playing list as well in terms of the direction that they need to go as a club? Or do you think this group now can actually, under new guidance, respond reasonably quickly for the Collingwood Footy Club fans?
I think they can, Jono, respond pretty quickly. I think they'll bounce back. I don't think they'll bounce back to be a premiership threat within 2 years, but I think they can bounce back pretty well. I mean, not putting too much pressure on Nick Daicos, but he will certainly help next year. I think some of the kids are starting to show a bit, particularly the ones that have been around a little bit as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have to trade a few people out. I think that's what they'll try and do. They're still quite tight with the salary cap, which I still find astounding, because that's the thing that I think was... That's the thing that I think really sits with Collingwood supporters. What happened in that salary cap squeeze and the trade buy sale still sits really awkward with them, I think. And there's a lot of frustration still in regards to that. So I think there'll be more trades. There might be a few more. But, you know, let's hope that they can keep a group together. And I think they can bounce back and play finals within 3 years. I really do think they can do that.
So what sort of coach do you think they need in terms of... Bucks was more a defensive-minded coach, play wide, chip it out and down the line. Do you think then this playing group's crying out for an attacking-based coach?
I'd love to see a mix of both. I think the Pies became so defensive, and I think we saw in the Geelong game a few weeks ago, you know, and it's been a let's drag the opposition down to our level. I never really liked the way... I think it's really hard to watch, and I think some players get into that mindset and it really frustrates them as well. So I'd really love to see... A little dab of extra attacking style approach in footy. And that's why we're definitely looking at a complete change of assistant coaching staff and that as well. This will be not just a senior coach. This will be a whole new group trying to push this club forward, I would imagine.
Macca, I'm sure we'll read plenty more about it in the coming months. I was disappointed you couldn't find a few more pages today in the lift out at the
18, huh? 18.
quite remarkable scenes. Always great to chat, mate. Be good.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Glenn McFarlane.